When you think of sketch comedy, the Mormon Church may not be the first thing that springs to mind. With the huge popularity of the play The Book of Mormon, you might think of the church as more of a punchline. But a new documentary is following a sketch group called Studio C, based in Provo, Utah, and the group happens to be made up of practicing Mormons with oversight from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today we're speaking with Juliet Werner. She's a producer at The Daily Show and the filmmaker behind The Laughter Life. That's the documentary that debuts this weekend at the Middlebury New Filmmakers Festival. Juliet, welcome to VPR.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be here.
The big question that we have to ask out of the gate is, what type of sketch comedy material does a Mormon troupe produce, and is it actually funny?
It is actually funny. They kind of produce a variety of things. They tape weekly. So you can kind of picture it as a Saturday Night Live type schedule. They come in, they pitch ideas, they do some writing, they have sort of a grueling rehearsal schedule, and then by Friday they're ready for taping.
Could you give us an example of maybe a sketch or a theme that you would hear in a Mormon comedy troupe that maybe you wouldn't hear on a show like Saturday Night Live?
They were doing a sketch while I was there, kind of based off of the idea of Christian Bale playing Moses. And the basic idea was that Christian Bale was unable to do anything other than his Batman voice. So this is a sketch that a secular audience could definitely follow. But in writing the sketch, the way they riffed off of like the Old Testament jokes, I mean, it was really, that's where they sort of veered off into territory that I would not have observed at, say, The Daily Show or Upright Citizens Brigade or The Onion. So sometimes they start with a premise that is sort of, you know, mainstream comedy, but then where their minds go is just certainly very different.
Clearly, they're poking some fun at this particular story in the Old Testament. But as we mentioned, the LDS does sort of look over this group. What kind of content restrictions does the church put on the group's work? What is that relationship like?
So I think when it comes down to it, they're trying to make clean comedy. They're trying to sort of walk this line between comedy that they would find funny and also that the church will approve of. They may be inspired to do a parody of Breaking Bad, but they understand that Breaking Bad is not a show, you know, widely consumed by the members of the LDS church. So they may take some risks with the understanding that the church may take issue with it down the line. The church wants to make sure that this is something that would be family appropriate, something that, you know, a 10-year-old could watch. But the group members themselves are very invested in having it be clean comedy, but they'd also like it to be something that their peers could enjoy.
Yeah, I want to talk about the community reaction. In the film, you talk about this idea of the Provo bubble. Provo is a pretty devout city in Utah. How do you think the community influences the way that the group works, and is there any backlash from the stuff they do?
I think they're pretty closely watched, so that by the time it goes to air, these sketches have been reviewed by BYU TV pretty closely. As they're writing, they're constantly asking themselves, will we get angry letters? This is just a constant question in their minds in a way that I don't see happening at The Daily Show. I mean, obviously, all entertainment can receive backlash, but they are very aware of how their comedy will be received.
In the film, you explore this larger question of whether clean comedy can be funny. Do you think the group Studio C is able to take the kind of risks in its environment that are so important to making good comedy?
I think it absolutely can be. You find that because certain things are considered off limits or risque, they stay away from those. So you're not going to see a sex sketch. You're not going to hear mentions of pornography. But there is the ability to kind of play with dark humor. And so there's a sketch they have right now that's very popular called Scott Sterling, where this soccer goalie is just being beaten by the soccer ball again and again and again. It's interesting how sex is off limits, but like a bloody face is totally fine. Just sort of feeling like an outsider always seems to be a breeding ground for comedic minds. And I think in that way you see how as single people, a few of them in the group are still single, and that sort of outsider status kind of yields some interesting comedy, in my opinion.
Juliet Werner is a producer for The Daily Show and a documentary filmmaker. Her new film, The Laughter Life, premieres Saturday at the Middlebury New Filmmakers Festival in Middlebury. Juliet, thank you so much for making the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Alex.